The Park Keeper by Margaret Harris.
Addressing the air, the grass. Of course I'm addressing you.
There's no need to be rude. What do you want?
Keep off the grass, see, that's all. Keep off the grass.
I wasn't on the grass.
Not yet, you weren't. But you were very near it, weren't you? Very near it, you were.
I had no intention of walking on the grass.
Oh, yes, that's what you say now, isn't it? That's what you're bound to say. Look at that notice there, see it? Big letters. Keep off the grass, it says. You'd better watch it.
I tell you, I was not going to walk on the grass.
No people on that grass, no dogs neither. No dogs allowed on it. Remember that.
I don't have a dog.
So you say. How do I know you're telling the truth? You could have three dogs for all I know, couldn't you? Six even.
Look, I have not got a dog, and even if I had, I wouldn't bring it here. In fact, I doubt whether I shall walk here again myself.
Is that so? Hoity-toity, are we? Tell me one thing, then. How did you get in here at all?
What do you mean, how did I get in? Through that gate, of course.
Hmm? So that was it. Well, I made a mistake there. It shouldn't have been opened. Not today.
Okay, what do you mean by locking that gate? I shall want to get out of here shortly.
Jimmy, that's a good one. What do I mean by locking that gate? Who else would lock it if I didn't? Answer me that. I'm the park keeper, aren't I? You can see my uniform. There's my badge. Don't you know a park keeper's badge when you see one, then?
Listen, I am not interested in who you are. I only want to be able to leave this place when I feel inclined.
Is that so, when you feel inclined? Who are you to come and go as you please? You've no authority here. I'm the one with authority. You can't just come walking in here and start demanding rights and privileges.
I was not demanding rights and privileges. I was asking something perfectly simple, merely that as a member of the public I should be free to walk into a park when I please and out again when I please.
Oh, that's what you think. That shows how little you know about parks, that does. Look here. Do you know what this is?
Well, certainly. It's one of those things for picking up leaves and papers.
Right, I grant you that. But see here, what about this one, eh?
Well, it's another of the same.
Ah, that's where you're wrong, you see. That's where you show your ignorance. Now, this one, see? This one here is for picking up big leaves, and this one here is for picking up small leaves. There, you didn't know that, did you?
No, but I think it's ridiculous. Leaves are leaves after all. Why should you be two of the things?
Why, we are ignorant, aren't we? Dear me, we're ignorant on the subject of parks. Now, take another point. What's that barrow there for?
I suppose it's to gather leaves up in.
Right, I'll give you that. Now, that other one standing over there, what's that one for?
The same thing, I should think.
Ah, you should think. Well, you should think wrong, see? That one's for trundling lost children in.
Oh, what nonsense, it's absurd.
You're one of these inhuman men who don't understand the workings of a child mind.
Now, look here.
Take a park keeper. He's got to understand many things, he has. When a child gets lost, it gets frightened, see? Begins to cry for its mummy. So, what do I do as a park keeper? I put it in this barrow and trundle it about until it finds its mummy. And the child enjoys it. It's not frightened anymore. Thinks it's a lark going for a ride in a barrow. That is psychology, that is. But you wouldn't know about psychology, I suppose. Not you.
Will you kindly unlock that gate and let me out of here?
It's not as easy as all that. I have to decide when it's time for you to leave. I mean, after all, I'm the park keeper, not you. Why, you come strolling in here as if you own the place, ordering me about. But I'm the one who has the key. Remember that.
This is intolerable. I shall complain to the park authorities about you.
You'll complain about me. You'll complain. It's more likely to be me that does the complaining, I can tell you. You've no right in here today for a start.
Now listen to me, my good man. I don't know what park this is. I'm new to the neighbourhood. I simply saw the open gate and I walked in. I don't know anything about right days and wrong days.
No, you don't. But if you read the notice there outside, you'd have known a bit more.
I didn't see any notice.
That's because you don't use your eyes. A man should learn to use his eyes.
I don't believe there is any notice. I'd have seen it if there were. I'm a very observant person, unless it's hidden under the ivy.
Oh, that's funny, that is. You, observant. You didn't even notice that sign saying, keep off the grass. If I hadn't warned you, you'd have been all over the place. And then there could have been trouble. The law could have been down on you. You'll be grateful to me, you know, but not you. Oh, no, you don't think park keepers deserve respect, do you? You've never even really known one properly, I suppose. They're below your level, are they?
I never said that.
You don't need to say it, mate. I'm not a fool, you know. I know what's what. I'm quite a character reader, I am.
Are you indeed?
Yes, I am indeed. Indeed, I am. Why, when I was in the ballet, the things I learnt about character... Oh, I could write a book.
You were in the ballet? What rubbish.
It's not rubbish, cock. You want to watch your tongue. I studied ballet for 6 months, I did. Here, watch this. See this paddy do. There. Could you do that, eh?
Certainly not. I wouldn't want to.
So you say, so you say. Yes. But that's only because you know you can't do it. Here, look, watch this one. Could you do that?
No, and you should be doing your job properly, not leaping about like that.
Leaping about? Oh, I'd have you know that one of the reasons I was chosen for this job was because I can read characters, and I learnt to do that in the bally. The parkkeeper has to know the kind of person he's dealing with. You didn't think of that, did you?
No, and I'm not interested. I can only say that the person who employed you must have been deficient in some way.
Deficient? Ooh. She'll like to hear you say that. She'll be very pleased when I tell her Lady Gore Ponsonby will.
Who on earth is Lady Gore Ponsonby?
Do you mean to stand there and tell me you don't know who Lady Gore Ponsonby is?
I've never heard of her in my life.
Oh, that's a good one, that is. You think you know a lot. You've never heard of... Oh, well, I'm blessed.
Well, who is she?
Who is she? Who is she? She's only the lady that owns this whole place. Since he went, that is. Oh, yes, yes, he went. I read the papers.
Where does this lady live? If she exists at all, that is.
If she... Here. You look. You look over there. Through the trees there. You see that big house in the distance? Can you see a bit of it?
I can't really see the trees. Well, yes, perhaps there is something.
That's where she lives. Lady Gore Ponsonby. She owns the whole lot. The big park there, and this small one.
Big park? You mean there's another park adjoining this?
Of course there is. You are ignorant, aren't you?
Now, look here, I'm tired of your insults. Either you open that gate and let me out of here, or I shall go up to the house and complain to the owner of the park about your treatment of me.
Complain? You'll complain. Oh, that's a good one.
What do you mean by that?
Well, for a start, you can't get into the big park. Lady Gore Ponsonby doesn't like to be disturbed. I keep the keys to that, too.
Good God.
Watch your language. No bad language or blasphemy in the parks. That's something we keepers are very particular about. I'll tell you something else while I'm about it. Lady GP and me, we have an understanding. She wouldn't hear a word against me. She thinks the world of me.
Does she indeed? Well, I can only say...
Know how dedicated I am. What extra special care I take of this bit here. Keep them polished and all. Look, look. Look there.
What's that?
Wouldn't you like to know? What would you say it is? Have a guess. Go on, have a guess.
Well, I think this obsession with guessing games is extremely childish, but... Well, I don't quite know. Some kind of old stone marking a particular spot. I don't know. It could be...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, go on.
I really don't know. It could be... No, can't be.
A gravestone? Is that what you were going to guess?
There's another one.
We are getting observant at last, aren't we? Yes, so it is another one.
Well, what are they? Are they gravestones? No, of course not. Never heard of such a thing in a park.
There you go again, showing your ignorance. I suppose all the people you know are buried in Westminster Abbey or someplace, eh?
Nothing of the sort. Well,
I know your kind. High and mighty. Park isn't good enough for you, is it? You think it's just a place to walk about all over, crushing the grass, trampling on the flowers, bringing in dogs.
Now, this is monstrous. I do nothing of the sort. It's beginning to get dark and I have to go home. So once and for all, will you kindly open the gate?
Ah, well, there's a point. I mean, I might. And again, I might not.
What do you mean?
Well, I haven't quite made up my mind about you, you see. I might want to keep you here overnight to study you. To decide if you're the right kind of person to be allowed to enter public parks. I have a responsibility. As a park keeper, I have a grave responsibility.
Now listen to me, you lunatic.
What was that you called me then? Oh, we're playing dumb now, are we? Don't think I didn't hear what you said. You called me a lunatic. Now, is that a nice thing to say to another human being? Is it?
I only meant... Well, I didn't mean to say quite that.
There you are, you see. You're not quite sure what you mean to say. Now, there's no doubt about it. I shall have to watch you.
Now, look, my good man, if you will open the gate and let me go now, I'm prepared to give you my word I shan't come into your park again at any time.
Ah, but do you mean that? That's the point. It's easy enough to say, but how do I know you mean it? No, I think I'll keep you here for the night.
But you must let me leave!
You'll be comfortable enough. It'll be a mildish night. Here, I'll lick my finger and hold it up. See that? No wind. A few leaves over you and you'll be as snug as a babe in the woods. What's the matter with that?
Help!
Who do you think you're calling
Help!
To? There's nobody
Somebody
to hear
help
you.
Help me!
Well, if you want to go wasting your time, go ahead. You'll soon get hoarse if you go on like that. Now, what's the matter with my little plan, eh? About you staying here for the night? I wouldn't see you starve, you know. Oh, no, no, no. I'm not a hard man. I'd fetch you a bowl of soup and a bit of bread. You'd be all right.
But you must let me go. I'm expected at home.
Who expects you? Tell me that.
Well, my landlady, she would wonder what had happened to me if I didn't return tonight.
Your landlady. Not your wife. I knew you weren't the marrying kind. I could tell. Now, you're worrying yourself unnecessarily. I mean, what's it to a landlady? One of her gentlemen lodgers has a night out on the sly, eh? You're a grown man, aren't you? You can do as you like at nights. Nights are good times to be out. I like the nights, myself.
Please let me go.
Now, what on earth are you looking scared about? You've no call to be scared. Why, to look at you, anybody would think I'd done somebody in and hidden them away under these stones that I polish. Why, you don't think I'd do a thing like that, do you?
No. No, of course not. Of course I don't. It's just that I have to leave now.
No, no, can't let you go yet. Maybe I will in 10 minutes. And then again, I might take 10 hours. Depends on my analysis of your character.
You give me those teeth! Give me those teeth!
Oh, you can't catch me. You can't catch me. I'm agile. I'm too agile, you see. I've the ballet training to thank for that.
I must get out of here. I must.
It's no good you looking up there. There's no way to climb out. These creepers on the wall aren't strong. You'll just have to wait for me to let you out of me on time. There. See? I told you not to try it. You've given yourself a real nasty tumble there. You're a silly man. You wouldn't listen to reason. You won't be told.
Please give me the keys and let me unlock the gate.
Do you seriously expect a park keeper to part with his keys?
Is it money you want? I'll give you money. All I have with me. Here.
What would I want with your money? I don't need your money. I've got a nice safe job here, haven't I? Lady Gore Ponsonby. She looks after me very well. I told you we have a very good understanding.
Then what can I do to get out of here? Tell me, anything.
What can you do? Well, let me see now. Let me think about it. You might beg. Hmm? Yes, you could try begging.
Begging? You just, very well. I beg you to open the gate. I beg you. There.
That's not proper begging. You call that begging? You have to beg. Like a dog. To beg properly. Now, you have to try begging like a dog.
Like a dog? No, I won't do it. It's preposterous.
Oh, well, make up your own mind. Nobody's forcing you. Nobody's using any pressure whatsoever.
It's getting dark. Look, if I do what you ask, if I beg on all fours like a dog, will you let me go?
I can't make an actual promise, but I'd be willing to consider it.
All right, right. Look. There. I'm a dog. I'm begging.
Sit up on your hind legs.
Yeah, look, anything.
That's not at all bad. Say woof. Go on. Say woof.
Woof. Woof.
There's a good doggy. Lie down, sir.
What did you say?
I said, lie down, sir. That's a command. The master tells his dog to lie down. The dog has to obey. Lie. That's quite good. Now, sit. I said, sit.
There.
Nice doggy. Well done. Oh, you deserve a pat on the head for that. Oh, that was a silly thing to do. You tried to get my keys again, didn't you? Just when we were getting to understand one another. Fancy trying to do a thing like that. I shall have to punish you.
I'm sorry. I was wrong. Forgive me.
Punishment first, forgiveness after. Now you lie down. Now! That's right.
It's cold. Hold on this hard stone.
Well, I'll put some leaves over you to keep off the chill. If you'd ever been in a ballet, you'd know how to warm up. But you're ignorant, see? There, that should do it. Stay there. Don't move, do you hear me? Not a move.
No.
I'll go off and get you that bowl of soup, I said. And then I'll come back and consider your case.
If I see you've moved from that position when I come back, I might consider keeping you here until next opening day. And that's another week away. Lie still now. I won't be long. Lie still. Good doggy.
I've got to get out. I've got to find a way out. Is anybody there? Somebody answer me! Will somebody answer?
You, down there! What do you want?
Oh, thank heaven. I'm sorry to have made such a noise. I did try ringing the bell at first.
What do you want, I say?
Won't you please come down and open the door? I want to speak to Lady Gore Ponsonby. Anna says she lives here.
And if she knows what's it to you, who are you?
If you'd just come down, please.
Wait there.
Oh, thank heavens.
What do you want?
I would like to speak to Lady Gore Ponsonby, if you'd let me come in.
You stay where you are. The chain on this door's as thick as a post and you're not getting past it. Now, what's your business?
I'd rather speak to Lady
Gore Ponsonby. You can speak to me or no one. I won't have the old lady disturbed. It's a lucky thing for her she's on the deaf side and all your knocking and banging about would have deafened her proper.
No, I'm sorry, I do apologise. Perhaps you would help me. It's the park keeper, you see.
Well, Collins, what about him?
Well, it's quite absurd. He refuses to let me out of the park. He says I've got to spend the night here.
Oh, do you expect me to believe that?
Well, it's true.
You must take me for a fool. You've broken in here, haven't you?
Broken in? No, of course not.
The brigadier always kept a good supply of shotguns, and I wouldn't hesitate to use one of them if I had to.
Well, this is ludicrous. The whole situation... Oh, good God, woman, I haven't come here to try and steal anything. All I want to do is to get out of the place.
Here. You're not one of them reporter fellas, are you?
Oh, why on earth should I be a reporter?
Well, they have sly ways. Anything they'll say or do for a bit of a story. Why, I even had the nerve to come around here when the brigadier...
What about the brigadier?
Never you mind. I don't know why I'm wasting my time talking to the likes of you anyway. Be off with you now. I've got to see to the old lady.
No, wait, please don't go. Tell me, is there any way I could climb out?
Like you climbed in, I suppose, by the look of you.
Will you stop treating me like a criminal? I walked in the way any normal person would walk into a park, through a gate... And then that wretched fellow locked me in.
You will stick to your story, I'll say that for you. But it won't wash with me. Truth is, I suppose, you thought getting into the house would be a simple matter. And now you can see, you've met your match in me, you've made up a cock and bull story a child of five wouldn't believe. Be off with you, I say.
What can I do to convince you? It's as if I walked into some kind of nightmare. You are real, aren't you?
Yeah. What's that you say now? Me? Real? Listen, you're not right in the head.
I've been accused of trespassing, practically called a thief, humiliated, made to act like a dog.
Here, you get out of here.
Who's that? Who's there? Is that you, Geoffrey?
What on earth?
There, see what you've done now. I hope you're satisfied.
Geoffrey, is that you? Why don't you come in, Geoffrey?
There, now, my lady. It's not the brigadier. It's all a mistake.
Oh, are you sure it's not him? I've been expecting him. I've been waiting for him to come.
No, it's not him. You come along back inside with me. Now it'll take me half the night to get her settled. If you're not away from here in 2 minutes,
I'll... Did you have a good day's shooting, Geoffrey? Come in and tell me all about it. I've been waiting.
Get away. Get away, I tell you. It's all right, my lady. I was just going to close up for the night.
Geoffrey! Geoffrey!
Oh, my God. What a place. What a place. I must find a way out. No, I'm sorry I moved. I'll go back to the stone. I'm very sorry. I'll be a dog again.
You're not... Who are you?
Me, sir. I'm the park keeper. What are you doing here at this time?
What am I doing here? You may well ask. It was that other chap, the other park keeper.
The park keeper? There's no other park keeper.
But there is. He refused to let me out of the park. Absolutely refused.
You must be mistaken, sir. I'd know if there was anyone else. Come, I'll let you out. It's quite dark.
Dark, of course. It's dark. The time I spent trying... I even went to the house to ask for help.
You went to the house, sir?
Yes, and a lot of good he did me. A terrible woman there threatening me with shotguns and somebody calling me... calling for Geoffrey.
Ah, yes, yes. That would be the old lady. She's over 90. If Mrs. Carruthers threatened you, it's only because she's so fond of her. She looks after her well. She was only talking. She wouldn't have hurt you.
She certainly spoke in the most aggressive manner. But it was the other man, the park keeper.
I've already told you, sir. There's no other park keeper.
Oh, my head. Spinning. Look here,
There's something the matter with your head, sir. Did you have a fall, maybe?
Yes, I did have a fall when I was trying to climb up the wall back there to get away from that lunatic.
Ah, you did fall, then. Come along, sir. Maybe gave your head a bit of a bump.
Listen, are you implying... There was another man. He acted very strangely indeed. He said he'd been a ballet dancer.
A ballet dancer, sir? Oh, come now. It's not a very likely thing for a park keeper to say about himself. You know, I think you should go home and have a bit of a rest.
There is nothing wrong with my head, if that's what you're trying to say. This man, he was talking about dogs and lost children in barrows and God knows what else. You must know him.
I'm afraid not, sir.
He said that Lady Gore Ponsonby, he had a good understanding. That's what he said, a good understanding. And this Brigadier, who's he?
A Brigadier? Oh, he was the old lady's son. She's never really taken it in that he's dead. Very attached to him, she was.
He's dead?
Oh, yes. Quite a time ago now.
She said something about shooting.
Yes.
Did he have a good day shooting?
Yes, well, the Brigadier was a very good shot. It was a tragedy the way things turned out.
What do you mean?
Well, his gun backfired. He was killed. They wrote about it in the papers. Yes. We had the police down. Ah, well, these things happen. Mrs. Carruthers looks after her ladyship very well. She never leaves the house these days, just stays there with her all the time. She's very devoted. Ah, well, sir. Here we are. Here's the gate.
Thank you. I mean, for seeing me out. I'm most grateful. This other fellow, he didn't really scare me, but other people should be protected. One doesn't expect that kind of treatment from a park keeper. The idiotic things he said. A pole for picking up big leaves and a pole for picking up small leaves and the way he kept on about dogs.
Now, sir, I'd just forget all about it if I was you. A person could get a bit dazed after a fall. Maybe you dozed off or something. You didn't notice the time and then when you came to...
I tell you, he was here. He was here!
Ah, well, sir. You'll say so, of course. If you want to think that. Now, you get off home. Best place. I feel a lot better tomorrow, I don't doubt. Good night to you, sir.
Listen to me. Oh. What's the use?
Good night, sir.
Damn him. Damn his hide. I'll have him for this.
Come out. Come out, you.
I'm sorry, William. It was just a little outing I took. I didn't mean any harm.
Little outing? Now, you listen to me. If ever you touch my keys again,
I won't touch them, William. I won't never again.
You've only been here 3 days, and already you've got into trouble. There's no trusting you.
I'm sorry, I was only playing. I was being a park keeper like you.
You had that man frightened out of his life. I should have more sense than to leave you.
It's only a game, William. I was going to let him out before you got back.
Good thing I got back early. God knows what might have happened if I hadn't. You might have had to go back into that hospital again.
No, you won't send me back there.
I told you were never to go outside of the big park. Didn't I tell you that?
Well, yes, you did, but I
told you the places you could go. You were to stay here quiet so nobody would see you. Didn't I tell you? I let you wear that old uniform and the badge.
William, let me keep the badge.
Well, only if you promise to do what you're told.
I'll do anything you tell me, William. I promise you, I will. I'll never go to the other park again.
You'd better not. Oh. No use being angry with you, I suppose.
It's just that you don't think, you see, Georgie. You might have lost me my job.
Oh, I wouldn't have done that. You know I wouldn't have done that. You're a good brother to me. I wouldn't do anything to hurt you.
I will say no more about it.
You're a good brother to me, you are, William. William?
What is it now?
Don't you think I could have a dog? Just a little one, even. I'd really like to have one. I'd make it do all sorts of tricks. I wouldn't let it make any noise. I would train it to do everything I told it. I'd say, lie down, sir. And it would lie. And I'd say, sit. And it would sit up and beg. And when I told
it... Oh, shut up now, George, will you?
All I could do with a bite to eat. Come on now, get the plates and things out and let's get started.
Yeah, right, William, I'll do that. I call my dog Barnaby. Yes, that's what I'll call him. Barnaby. And I'd say, lie down, Barnaby. Good doggy. Sit still, Barnaby. Say, wolf. There's a good dog. Say, wolf.
In The Park Keeper by Margaret Harris, the park keeper was played by Roy Kinnear, the man by Edward Kelsey. The play was produced by Kay Patrick.